previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South African consumer confidence has plunged to its lowest level in almost 2 years. That's according to First National Bank, whose latest quarterly index has come in at minus 20 index points in the first quarter of this year, from minus 6 in the last quarter last year. Two key issues stand out for local consumers. First, worries about higher taxes. Second, the country's deteriorating relations with the United States. Says FNB, the collapse in consumer confidence and deterioration in the outlook for household consumption expenditure should set alarm bells ringing in terms of South Africa's economic prospects. Be that as it may, Pepkor has just announced that it's to acquire the Legit, Swagger, Style and Boardman's businesses from privately owned retail group Retailability. Pepkor says these businesses operate some 462 stores across South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia and Eswatini. They were all previously part of the Edgars Group acquired by Retailability. No numbers have been disclosed except for Pepkor saying the price is less than 2% of its current market value, currently about 97 billion rand, and will be settled in cash. Anglo-American's begun talks with banks about listing its De Beers Diamond unit. According to Bloomberg, this would be a backup solution in case a buyer for De Beers is not found. Anglo promised investors last year that it would exit the diamond business as part of a sweeping overhaul. So far, though, no one seems to want the ailing company. Given that Anglo has just taken a $2.9 billion hit on the value of De Beers after last year announcing a $1.6 billion write-down, that's hardly surprising. And steelmaker ArcelorMittal South Africa, AMSA, has given a behind-closed-doors briefing to Parliament about its intention to close its long steel plants in Newcastle and Vereeniging. Some 3,500 jobs would be lost if it does. AMSA has been in talks with government about a possible bailout. News 24 reports that Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau said earlier that government hopes to finalise a deal before the end of this week. On the markets, a modest array of green numbers. The JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed last evening, up 0.8%. London's FTSE up 0.3%. Wall Street saw the Dow end just above flat. The S&P 500 up 0.2%. The Nasdaq up 0.5%. Tokyo and Hong Kong this morning both up 0.3%. Sydney up 0.9%. The US dollar remains firmer at 108 to the euro. The rand at 18.27 to the dollar, 19.72 to the euro, 23.64 to sterling. Gold at 3,017, platinum 979, Bitcoin just over 87,000, and Brent crude oil just over $73 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.